from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're taking a walk in Davis and listening to hard rock and mellow folk. David Wiegand is kind of a mellow folk some of the time. He's the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning.
Good morning, Cy. How are you?
And we're getting our day started this week with the Moore Brothers.
Fair plans, fans of musical chairs to sun. All those bad times are going away. If you say, always kiss me goodnight.
A bittersweet love song from the Moore Brothers. That's very nice. Those harmonies, though, take me right back to the late 60s and Peter and Gordon. And I'm not sure I want to be there, but it's really a charming song. Tell us more.
Well, you're obviously much older than I am, so I would know. The Moore Brothers are on a bill with Manna Matty, who does incredibly strange, infectious music. I really like her stuff a lot. And the Family Crest, I love their stuff, too. All of them do very beautiful harmony-based music, and I like it. And each group has its own sound. It sounds like a terrific triple bill.
The Moore Brothers do a record release party for their new CD, California Sister, at the Starry Plow in Berkeley tomorrow night, sharing the bill with the Family Crest and Manna Matty. There's a tour up in Davis of public art on the streets, and I think some technology to let you know about the work and then leave your own message. At least that's what I got out of going to their website. Explain how this works.
Well, you're absolutely right. And this is actually the first time that anything like this has been created in the world. But I also think it's probably the future of art installations. We're all used to going to a gallery and getting one of those huge, humongous things you hang off your belt and it's giving you a narration as you walk. This takes it many, many steps beyond that. There are RFID chips embedded in a lot of the works and that sort of, speak to you while you're going along, and you use social media to learn something.
I'm tweeting about this now.
I got your tweet.
The Transmedia Art Walk is ongoing in the city of Davis, and bring your cell phone. But you should turn it off when you go to hear these people play. Sonata by Poulenc and a preview of sorts of the New Century Chamber Orchestra's concerts next week as pianist Anne-Marie McDermott joins the orchestra and its artistic director, Nadja Salerno-Sonnenberg. They're not doing Poulenc, David, but they're doing some other great stuff.
They are. They're doing music by Mozart. I think you might have heard of him, and Chausson, as well as the Argentinian composer Golijov. McDermott is an incredible pianist. She is a member of the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center, has performed frequently with Salerno Sonnenberg, and is also artistic director of the Vale Valley Music Festival. She has great chops. It should be an incredible concert. This group is continuing to be one of the shining lights of the Bay Area music scene.
Lots of chances to hear this concert from the New Century Chamber Orchestra at Herbst Theater in San Francisco Tuesday and Wednesday, and then also in Berkeley, Palo Alto, and in Marin. Check our website for listings. A chance now to have some sympathy for those poor souls who work call centers in India, and that's in a play by Anupama Chandrasekhar. I said that so you wouldn't have to, David. Tell us more about the play.
Well, this is actually the West Coast premiere of the play. It's been around for a couple of years, and it is about people who work in those call centers taking my calls every time my credit card is overdrawn and refused and declined. And it's about one guy who's in his 40s who gets transferred to the American Middle West. And suddenly all these American dreams that he's had by imitating American accents seem even more within reach, and yet they really aren't. He has continued to be disconnected, as it were.
Disconnect continues at the San Jose Repertory Theater through April 14th. And we feel the need now for some fuzzy guitars. I I've Got a Feeling by the Cuckoo Birds. This band just makes you feel kind of dirty in a good way. The money quote from drummer Ryan Zwang to the folks at the Bay Bridge: unless parents are afraid, we're not pushing the envelope enough. They're apparently connected to the Convent Art Collective, but I don't think that means they're good Catholics. They're playing Thursday at Slim's in San Francisco, and that caps a great lineup. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Check our website for details on these and other shows, kqed.org/the-do-list. I'm Cy Musiker.